Joan Walker. Dramatic. I hesitate to mention this, lest it occasion a sophisticated groan, but it may not have crossed your minds that one of the dons who interviews you may be a woman. I'm reluctant at this stage in the game to expose you to new ideas, but having taught you all history on a strictly non-gender-orientated basis, I just wonder whether it occurs to any of you how dispiriting this can be. It's obviously dispiriting to you, Dakin, or you wouldn't be yawning. Oh, women so seldom get a turn for a start. Elizabeth I, less remarkable for her abilities than that, unlike most of her sisters, she did get a chance to exercise them. Are they embarrassing you? Oh, can you, for a moment, imagine how dispiriting it is to teach 5 centuries of masculine ineptitude? Why do you think there are no women historians on TV? I'll tell you why there are no women historians on TV. It's because they don't get carried away for a start, and they don't come bouncing up to you with every new historical notion they've come up with. The bow-wow school of history. History's not such a frolic for women as it is for men. Why should it be? They never get round the conference table. In 1919, for instance, they just arranged the flowers, then gracefully retired. History is a commentary on the various and continuing incapabilities of men. What is history? History is women following behind with the bucket. And I'm not asking you to espouse this point of view, but the occasional nod in its direction can do you no harm. But it's no use throwing good words after bad deeds. Not but worry's a nasty thing for you to have done, it is, and you can scarce look your missus in face again, I should think. For our sister, our Bertha. It is. And he mun pay. Hey, but our word did but scrape and cry it fair to me. Oh, done a good to him, mother, I says. Done a good to him for to tell him. Hey, I says, rate, that doesn't agree off with no, nor shall he neither. He were but a scamp to do such a thing, I says. No, but what she were old enough to had more sense. But she were always one of them come day, go day sorts that'd give it clothes off her back and never know she were naked. Great soft and lonely she is. Hey, I believe her were fond of thee. If a wench can be fond of a married man. I think the two can be in love, but you're not in love with anybody without there's a chance of their marrying you, however much you may like them. Oh, it's a sight of trouble for me, mister. Nor as I'll be hard on her. She knowed I were coming here tonight, and she's not spoken a word for hours. I left her sitting on Sophie, hanging her head. For it's a weary business, mister, and no to be proud on. I should think thou wishes they'd never clapped eyes on our Bertha. This can't last. This misery can't last. I must remember that and try to control myself. Nothing lasts, really. Neither happiness nor despair. Not even life lasts very long. There will come a time in the future when I shan't mind about this anymore. When I can look back and say quite peacefully and cheerfully, how silly I was. No. No. I don't want that time to come ever. I want to remember every minute, always. Always. To the end of my days. Here in my heart, I am Helen. I'm Aspasia and Hero, at least. I'm Judith and Jael and Madame de Stael. I'm Salome, Moon of the East. Here in my soul, I am Sappho. Lady Hamilton am I as well. In me, Recamier vies with Kitty O'Shea, with Dido and Eve and Pornell. I'm of the glamorous ladies, at whose beckoning history shook. But you are a man, and see only my pan, so I stay at home with a book.